A lot of discussions from the administration, both from a grain and livestock perspective, weighing in on the trade still today. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us today with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. So let's first of all talk about the fact that here now we're a couple days out, but we're still getting soybean chatter about the potential of bean exports into China.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the listeners that maybe didn't catch this, there was a conversation that happened between the president of China and President Trump about how China was going to up their soybean buy specifically, and what really got everyone excited for this year's crop, so the crop that we just took out of the ground. And ultimately, if that were to come to fruition, overall, our domestic carryout would be extremely, extremely tight, considering where it was pegged at in the last WASDE report. And if you took that many bushels out of it, or that many metric million tons, however you want to look at it, it would be extremely tight. So the run up in the beans was probably for good reason. Now, there's a lot of ifs and ands and buts that happen in that sentence overall. So I would say we will have to wait and see. There hasn't been any new flash sales of beans to China since this happened, or since this conversation happened. So it's still, at this juncture, it's just kind of a handshake deal. So we'll have to wait and see. Now, kind of curtailing off of that, we do have a WASDE report that comes out on Tuesday of next week. And looking at the average estimates, looks like a lot of the analysts aren't really believing in that overall, that is going to ultimately come to fruition. And if you, however much stock you want to put in social media, a lot of people that follow the markets on social media also don't believe that this rally is justified, mostly because of the fact that, hey, it's the Chinese, and you know, there's nothing in stone, and until they're leaving the port, and maybe not even until then, we're not going to believe that many more bushels are going to happen. But me being an optimist overall, mostly because I'm a farmer, and that's the way that we kind of have to be in this marketplace, I believe that it will happen. Will it be the full boat of the increase that was talked about? I highly doubt it, but we'll end up somewhere in the middle, and it'll be somewhere more. And I think that is a positive overall.
So then let's talk about the other social media aspect of everything is on the livestock side. And as David, you talked about the President Trump making an announcement and an executive order when it comes to imports of beef from Argentina.
Yeah, so let's take a step back there as well, Susan. I mean, it's been a wild probably 3-4 days, however they all kind of run together. But a couple days ago, we got news that the union at JBS and Greeley did vote to go on strike. The kind of tricky part about this, in my opinion, is that they didn't actually put a labor stoppage in place, from as far as I can understand. So there's no labor stoppage, and if there is a labor stoppage, the next question would be, how long will that labor stoppage go on? But that sent the market into a little bit of a tailspin yesterday. And then even with the market being down as much as it was, we've seen a lot of packers come out yesterday afternoon and paid higher money for cash cattle. There was cash cattle that traded as high as 242 in the north, and down in the south they got as high as 245. 45. So, ultimately, I think that it's really kind of a contango, and the market bounced back early in the day here, and now we're settling back. We're still higher on the day, but then President Trump announced that he is going to sign an executive order. This is according to CBS News, to quadruple the beef imports from Argentina. You know, which, and then that sent the market kind of selling off here. So there's a lot of different moving parts, and in my opinion, right now, it's all a lot of conjecture. You know, we haven't seen any more beef come in from Argentina, but if there's an executive order in place, there we probably will see some more. And you know, just like the strike, is that actually going to happen? Is that going to cause a labor stoppage? And then we'll have to ask, how long is that labor stoppage going to go into place? And then we can kind of sort out what the impact is that or is for the overall market.
Yeah, nobody's going to complain about $2.45 cash either at this point.
No, absolutely not. And the people that took advantage of that, I think they are probably really grateful. Especially, it probably wasn't long after they hung up the phone with their respective buyer, and then we've seen this come in or come across the desk, but. I think it's, you know, ultimately what the cash market is telling us is that the Packers are kind of short bought, and it's interesting because they're short bought, and when you look at the slaughter numbers that were reported yesterday, they killed quite a few less than they did the week prior. Now, there's a number of reasons that this could actually happen, but I think that the biggest reason is that they're just trying to hold it together, so to speak, right now. There was a report earlier in the week that Packers were losing as much as over $200 a head. You know, so if you're losing that much on everything that you're selling or everything that you're killing, you're probably going to want to try and limit those losses to some degree. So I think that's the biggest factor. That could cause some problems down the road, specifically for the producer, if the packer isn't killing as many. There's going to be more that have more days on feed, and we're going to have some bigger carcass weights, and our weights are going to start to jump back up and maybe get into some troublesome areas, and the leverage will be lost by the producer. But there again, there's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts. So if we were going to put a title on our conversation today, I would say ifs, ands, and buts, because there's a lot of news floating around right now, but there's a lot of questions that need to be answered yet.
You nailed it. Thanks so much, David. David Erickson joining us today with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Friday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.